Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today's program features the music of violinist Maurice Sklar and an interview that I did with him just about a week ago. I'm very excited as I've been wanting to interview him for years. I know you're going to enjoy the program. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shemai Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7. And Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. I think you will agree that Maurice Sklar is a wonderful violinist. This is from the CD Songs of Zion, and it's called Come, Let Us Go Up to Zion. Maurice Sklar is a concert violinist who studied at Juilliard and graduated from the Curtis Institute of Music. Maurice won the 1986 Young Concert Artists International Auditions Award and served on the faculty of Oral Roberts University as Artist in Residence from 1990 to 1992. A Jewish believer of Russian Jewish heritage, Maurice has been in full-time ministry since 1992, playing as a psalmist and conducting a teaching and healing ministry. Thank you. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings on 990 AM WDCX. This is Ethel Chadwick, and today I'm featuring the music of Maurice Sklar and an interview with him as well. Stay tuned for more fabulous music. Wow, bravo, Maurice. That was amazing. Well, next, we're going to feature a song from the same CD, Songs of Zion, and this is a Jewish folk medley. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Visit them online at ucccroc.com. And now here's the Mighty One of Israel.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840.
I hope you're enjoying the violin music of Marie Sklar. You know, last week I played a lot of songs about Hanukkah, and we are right in the middle of it right now. I hope you've been lighting your candles and exchanging presents and eating latkes and spinning dreidels. I wish you all a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas season. But we're going to continue with the music of Marie Sklar today and an interview with him as well. And next, I'm going to feature a couple of songs from another CD. This one is called Hebrew Melodies. It's with Hugh Sung on the piano, and you're going to enjoy that as well. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to the music of Marie Sklar. Stay tuned for a wonderful interview with Marie coming up soon. Thank you.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
All right, thanks for your patience. In just a few moments, you're going to hear my interview with Maurice Sklar. Today's program is unusual. I know you're used to hearing songs with words, but we're featuring wonderful music from Maurice's violin. He's extremely talented, and I'm so excited that I got a chance to speak with him. Meanwhile, there won't be a contest today because the whole program is being pre-recorded. But last week, Kay Bailey got the right answer. The question was, what food do we eat at Hanukkah? And she got the answer. It's latkes, or potato pancakes, fried in oil. So right now, I am going to share with you my interview with Maurice. And God willing, next week I'll be live in the studio and you'll have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. I hope you're enjoying the music. But first, one more song. This is called At the Fireplace, Eufen Pripachek. Thank you.
Maurice Galar, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, I'm just delighted. I've known about you for years and years and years, and God's got perfect timing, and this must be this is the day, this is the hour.
Well, glad we finally able to hook up there.
Yes. Well, I ask this question to a lot of my guests, and I was wondering if you would share with the listeners if you grew up in a typical Jewish household.
No, I really was secular. My parents divorced when I was very young, and my dad remarried. So, but it was always kind of in the background. I would call my dad and stepmom, they were what I called New Age Jews, kind of. They were both musicians, so music was the main thing, and they were humanist, like Unitarian, just anything, you know. So it was secular.
Wow. So did you ever think about God at all, or that you just kind of grew up in that environment and that was fine for you?
Well, yes, I did. Actually, you know, sometimes we say, well, I found God, but one time I felt the Lord say to me, so, well, excuse me, I've been here the whole time. I came and found you, you know. But yeah, he's been pursuing me ever since I was a little boy, and I've had a lot of experiences that I didn't understand, and I was saved when I was turned 13 at a music camp in Upstate New York.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it was I'm originally from Louisiana, and my father, he's just passed in the last couple of years, but he was a very brilliant attorney and also a cellist, and his dream for me was to be a great concert violinist, and so he and my stepmom, who played, like I said, played in the violin Atlanta Symphony when I was around four. We lived in Atlanta for a while. So really music and, you know, and it was the late 60s and progressive education and, you know, how far can you push, you know, I went by Maury back then. So, but I started working with a great violin teacher when I was the summer of 76, and there was a counselor of our dorm that was a cellist as well, and he had come out of the Jesus movement, and he only lasted about 2 weeks there before they kicked him out, basically, but he had given me a track, and I just felt this blanket of peace when I was with him, not necessarily the 60s kind, but you know, peace, but the peace of Yeshua, and so it's been quite a journey, because I didn't have hardly any, I didn't have any church or synagogue background, but I've had a number of experiences, visions and things like that from the time I can remember, and I think it had something to do with, I had a nanny when we were in Atlanta, Nanny Beulah, and she was a Black Pentecostal lady, and she would have these spells or whatever you call it. She would start dancing and shouting and singing, and I'd just get up. I was probably about three, you know, two or three, four or something like that, and she said, I done got a hold of the hole under the altar. More, your daddy don't know God from a hole in the wall. And your mama done up and left you. Jesus is going to make up the difference. Oh, to preach the gospel. And she'd say, hallelujah, you know. So I had forgotten all about her. And I said, well, who ever prayed for me? You know, because I was jealous of all these people, you know, you know, sixth generation, you know, pastor or whatever, you know. And my grandmother prayed me in and all that. I couldn't find anybody except a bunch of nuts in my family tree, really. They were Jewish nuts, but they were nuts.
Oh, no. Kosher nuts. Kosher nuts.
Kosher nuts, right.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was, I think she had something to do with it.
Yeah, she definitely planted some seeds there. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Maurice, had you ever, along the way in your early years, did you ever hear of any Jews that believed Jesus is the Messiah?
No, not when I was really young. I was pushed really hard on the violin from the time I started. My dad, he lived through me, really. His dream was to, he wanted to make it in classical music, and so there was a lot of pressure there. But I think that it was in my teenage years. I had left to live with some families in Houston. I was studying with Fidel Lack, my teacher, and then she brought me to Ivan Galamian in New York, and then he asked me to come to Juilliard when I was 15. So then I went to New York then. And so I hardly knew what being Jewish was, much less a Messianic believer. You know who had a profound effect on me in that area was David Chernoff.
Really?
It was kind of funny how that happened, because I was also in school in Philadelphia in another music school, the Curtis Institute of Music, and I visited there. That was the first time he had Beth Yeshua, and this was back in the early 80s, and so like 79, 80, something like that. And I was just a teenager, but I remember hearing that for the first time in Philadelphia, and it was fascinating to me. But I had had a very powerful experience of definitely being born again, but I didn't know what it was. I was out in a field, and I was just reading this track, The Four Spiritual Laws. I don't remember that. And my head was arguing with me the whole time, but the Holy Spirit came on me, and I prayed and asked Jesus to come into my heart. And then when I did, it felt like something exploded on the inside of me, and just life came into me. I mean, I knew it was true, but I had no understanding or way to perspective. I didn't know. In fact, spiritual things were very, I thought I was just strange because I'd have all these experiences. But the Lord, like I said, has been pursuing me from the time I can remember, and I've always had a special relationship with the Ruach HaKodesh.
Well, Maurice, I always knew that you were outstanding in your field, but you've just confirmed it now, so.
What have I confirmed?
You were out in a field. You were out in a field.
My training?
It was kind of a double meaning. You're an exceptional violin player, but you also were outstanding in a field when you had this encounter, yes?
Oh, literally, yes, I was, yes, exactly. Actually, I was out in the, outside of, it was a screened-in concert hall, and I was leaning up against a car and listening to a masterclass, I think it was a cellist playing or something, I had the afternoon off, and I was just, what happened was Eric, the man who he gave me that track, and he had sent me this Bible, and I was so scared, because my dad, the funny thing was, my dad prided himself on being so tolerant of every religion. Like, religion was like ice cream, you have your flavor and I have whatever, And so I was told everything was fine, except the only thing that really got him upset was those Bible-thumping preachers. He'd turn red and start cussing, and, something manifested there, But we were driving through Texas one time. I was just a child, and, maybe 8 or 9, I'd go for violin lessons to Houston, And we went through East Texas, and there was this, and he turned on the radio, and suddenly we hear this voice, "This is R.W. Shamrock coming to you from live power tape, Jesus," you know, and he, I never forget this, because he slammed it, turned it off, and he looked at me and said, "I'd rather see you strung out in the gutter on heroin than to become like one of those Bible-thumping preachers."
Oh, no.
I didn't even know what, I didn't have, like I said, I didn't have any context, except I knew that he didn't like the Bible, but he would never talk about it. You know, he'd talk about Hindus, and he'd talk about, you know, Carl Sagan and everything in the world, except, and I think he had had some kind of experience. I believe God called him to do what I was doing, and he somehow knew, and yet he really helped me. It's because of him I'm the violinist I am, and he gave me a lot. But he didn't like Jesus, that's for sure.
Did your family see changes in you after you became sold out and a true believer in Yeshua? Did your family see changes in you?
Oh, yeah, I think so, except that I left home really basically when I was 13. So it was like God gave me a bar mitzvah. It was right after my birthday. I just got saved. But I didn't, you know, but I didn't understand it, and I kind of hid it for a long time, but my teenage years. But I've always had a leaning towards God, and I would ask questions about God to my parents, and I was very smart when I was little, you know. I mean, I played the violin just about as well as I do now when I was 8 or 9.
Really?
Or so. Yeah, I was, like, really good, and I was also, really, you know, precocious. That's a nice word. Okay, I was obnoxious, but...
Oh, yeah, I was too.
No, but I was really smart, and I freaked adults out, because I basically had to act like an adult when I was a kid. And so this caught up with me in my teenage years, and I've battled with depression and emotional things for my entire adult life. I had a very serious breakdown in my last year at Juilliard, and... then I had to relearn how to live, and I've had to lean on the Lord since then, but I surrendered totally to him really in my late teens, early 20s, and that's when God called me. After that, he asked me to come and minister and perform for him.
Wow.
And he said if I would do that, he would do more than just entertain people for one night, but he would change lives forever. And am I willing to play what the world calls foolish and simple, because I do my greatest works in the earth, the Lord said, through what the world calls foolish and simple. So he basically showed me how to pioneer the violin with soundtrack, with Jewish music and Christian music, worship, improvisation, that sort of thing. So I went that direction, but I still play classical music quite a bit. I practice a lot.
Maurice, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your music now, what's the best way?
Well, you can go to, I have a website at mauriceglar.com, and I have a place, I guess they call it, my wife Devorah set it up, and she's real good at all that stuff. But it has an area, you know, e-shop, or just press on that. I forgot what they call it, but you'll see it there. And it's different CDs. I have over 15 CDs that I've done, and also a book of my life story called "He Restoreth My Soul."
That's wonderful.
And I have a new CD that's coming out, too, as well, which I'm really excited about.
Tell me about that.
Well, when I was artist in residence at Oral Roberts University for a number of years in the 90s, and during that time I met Larry Dalton, who became my arranger, and I did some projects for Integrity Music in the mid-90s, and one of them is probably, it's Songs of Zion, which is the like a Jewish Israeli song. But I have some more soundtracks that he had written with the London Philharmonic as well. And so for the first time, I've got this, I have all these Jewish and Messianic songs and dance songs and Kadosh and all these amazing, songs I've wanted to do for so many years. But it's in a classical style with the London Philharmonic. So we just recorded that. It's called Rejoice, O Israel.
That sounds exciting. When will that be ready?
Oh, yeah. Well, it should be certainly for the beginning of the year, 2018, or hopefully in the next couple weeks. We want to get it ready. Jonathan Burness is going to have a special, I think it's his 50th year thing coming up, just a few days, 50th anniversary of Jewish Voice. So I'm coming down to play with Marty Getz and Misha, and I'm doing several songs. I'm hoping to do a couple of the new ones too, which I think it's the best thing I've done in 25 years, actually.
How exciting.
It's just wonderful.
Well, Maurice,
thank God.
Oh, amen. Before we end our time together, because it's coming up pretty soon, I wondered if you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners just an encouragement, because there might be somebody listening to the program that battles depression, has gone through the valleys, those places that you've been to and where God held you and kept you. Can you just share a word of encouragement for those people who are battling depression?
Oh, I'd be happy to, Ethel. I think sometimes as believers we pretend that, everything's okay, but inside, sometimes we have broken hearts and hurts that don't ever seem to go away, but Yeshua can heal the brokenhearted. But what I've discovered is that most of the time, if you're really sensitive, God wires us sensitive, some of us like artists, and we feel things deeply, both the positive and the negative. And so it's what I've learned is how to live above my emotions, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith, and it's by faith that's the victory that overcomes the world. But it's through God's word, and I've learned how to speak the promises of God daily, and that's been a big help, and it stabilizes your emotions. And sometimes, like if there's terrible depression or oppression in your mind, just take the book of Psalms and read it out loud. But it's very important to actually read, speak the Word of God, and claim those wonderful promises that God has given us. That has been probably the number one therapy, if you will. Now, I wish I could just say I snapped my fingers and one day, I was, full of joy and perfect, and I have to say that has not happened to me. But I still believe that we, even if we don't always feel happy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I've learned how to live in the new man who we are in Messiah, live in the new creation part of us. And that's, thank God, that's who we really are. But sometimes, and I'll say this too, I think those that have suffered early childhood trauma tend to suffer in life more than those that do not. And all of us have our things that happened to us, but we have to forgive, we have to live by determining that, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be glad, and to speak life over your future, over your family, this type of thing. And his word is medicine. God's word is medicine. So if you're hurting, know that the antidote for the poison of pain, all that pain, it's in God's word, particularly the Psalms, because David, he was in every kind of storm and emotions, and people were Saul was hunting him down to kill him, and others, but he wouldn't stay down very long. He's like, "Oh God, help me," and then the next one, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, in him I trust." So it's been through I haven't found that the Lord has just magically pulled me out of the trials, or really even myself, and the pain, whatever. But what he's done is he gives me grace each day. But you access the grace through faith, and you receive by faith, but you do that through God's word. And the promises enable us to partake of the divine nature. So you can say, "Greater is he that is in me, Yeshua in me is greater than even my own pain, my own angst and all those things that we go through as artists, etc." So that's what I would say. The encouragement, David encouraged himself in the Lord, even at Ziklag. So God's word is more than just nice stories for me. It is my life. I spend a great deal of time every day, half of my day with God every day.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And I would just add to that, listening to beautiful music helps. So imagine listening to your music playing in the background and reading the Psalms. That would be an amazing combination.
Yeah, and God gave me a healing ministry, and it flows out of healing the brokenhearted. So many, many people they've been touched and delivered, physically healed as well. Many, many miracles. And God can use music to do more than just entertain. When David played for Saul, King Saul, there was healing and deliverance in the very music, and that's what God has given me. It's almost like the stick that's thrown in, Moses threw into the bitter water, and it became sweet. And it's sort of like that for me. God gave a gift of grace through me to heal the deep hurts through music and pain.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us. And I have that CD, Songs of Zion, and I'll be featuring that on this broadcast. And I just pray the Lord's provision and protection and grace and strength over you and your wife, and may you continue to touch others with your music, and may you grow stronger each day. And thank you for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, I'm so honored, and thank you for thinking of me. And I apologize, we had a little bit of difficulty connecting, but I feel a tremendous anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit right now. And may I just pray for the people really quickly? I don't know if we have enough time.
Sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Father, Abba Father, I just lift up those that are hurting, particularly in this time and the holidays. And Father, I just ask that you lift every burden, that you heal broken hearts, you heal those that are wounded, go where the knife of man cannot go. You heal up the brokenhearted, and you bind up their wounds. And Lord, I ask that this will be a different holiday time. It'll be easier. God, thank you for blessing all who are listening and saving them, rescuing them. Let them feel your presence and your love. You love us so much, Lord. Lord, in Yeshua's mighty name,
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my brother. I wish you a happy Hanukkah, and I hope that we can stay in touch, and perhaps you can come on Bagels and Blessings again sometime.
Oh, I'd love that. I love the name, too. What a What a great name.
that was right from the Lord. He's amazing, isn't he?
I know it. Yeah, I bet it's cold where you are.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
We're up in New York there, and we live out in California, and it's nice, but there's some smoke today. There's been some fires, so
yeah, we'll be careful there.
California, yeah. I think we'll be all right.
Well, we'll keep you in prayer for that too. All right, my brother from another mother. We'll end it for now, but I can't wait to talk to you again, and I wish you lots of shalom.
Thank you. Shalom to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was my interview with Maurice Galar, and to close out the program, here is the song HaTikva, The Hope. This is the Israelis' national anthem, and in celebration of Jerusalem becoming the home of the embassy, I think we'll end the program with the national anthem. Thank you so much for listening.
Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yis Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom. And FYI, the closing song is Golem Tanz. It's from Itzhak Perlman's CD, Live in the Fiddler's House.